Southern California Edison equips key pieces of electrical infrastructure with sensors and relays, and when the sensor picks up a disturbance, it sends a signal to the relay to shut the power off. According to a report Southern California Edison filed with the California Public Utilities Commission, that's what happened 2 minutes before the Woolsey fire was reported. The disturbance occurred in the same area the Woolsey fire started. A Southern California Edison spokeswoman says they have not yet inspected the area. Ventura County fire officials say they have not determined the cause of the fire, and it's way too early to say if the disturbance played a role. Yet, utilities have come under scrutiny in the wake of several destructive wildfires that have ravaged the state in recent years. SoCal Edison equipment was responsible for at least one ignition point for the massive Thomas fire a year ago. Company officials told the CPUC out of, quote, an abundance of caution. It could be more than a year before investigators release their findings on the Woolsey fire. For KCLU News, I'm John Sepulveda.